hold the line for the conference host to join the conference.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mothercare PLC journalist call. My name is Faye, and I'll be your coordinator for today's conference. For the duration of the call, you'll be on listen only. However, at the end of the call, you will have the opportunity to ask questions. If at any time you need assistance, please press star zero on your telephone keypad, and you'll be connected to an operator. I will now hand you over to your host, Simon Kelver, to begin. Thank you.
Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our Q4 trading update for the 11-week period to the 30th of March. With the continued Eurozone crisis, the U.K. economy, and the erratic weather, this has been a challenging year, but we've made good progress and remain on course with our transformation and growth plan. I know it's a busy morning, so I'll quickly run through the highlights before opening to questions. Overall, worldwide network sales strengthened in Q4 to positive 6.9% to take the full year to positive 1.9%. International retail sales rose 15.3% in constant currency, taking the full year constant currency growth to 15%. And with the exception of Europe, which has been adversely impacted by Eurozone weakness, we continue to experience solid double-digit growth across all of our remaining markets. Like-for-like sales growth remains positive for all regions and collectively is up mid-single digits. So we remain very excited about the growth prospects of our international regions. These numbers exclude Australia and New Zealand. In January, we announced that the directors of Mothercare Australia Limited, in which we had the minority stake of 23%, had taken the decision to place the business into administration. Having assessed various potential strategies, the administrators have decided to close the business, which means all 74 stores in Australia and New Zealand will close in due course. And as we said in January, this will have minimal impact on international profitability. Turning to the UK, we've improved value, service and availability for both our stores and in multi-channel, which continues to benefit from the new web platform, strong promotional offers and the rollout of next day click and collect in stores. We've launched new innovative products such as Innocence, our own brand feeding range, and this month Expedior, our own brand pushchair, at the very competitive price point of £250. Our customer satisfaction surveys confirm that we're making progress and putting the customers at the heart of what we do. This has started to have an impact on our UK performance. We've seen very positive response in sales direct to customers at home, with Q4 growth of 18.2%, taking the full year outcome to plus 4%. As a result, UK like-for-like sales recovered to flat in Q4, with full year like-for-like down 3.6%. The continuing closure of loss-making stores has resulted in an overall UK sales decline of 5.1% in Q4 and 9.2% for the full year. We closed 56 stores over the year, predominantly early learning centres, ahead of our plan for 50 closures, so we now trade from 255 UK stores. The UK cost reduction programme is progressing well, and together with our continued focus on cash gross margin, has ensured that full-year underlying profit remains in line with market expectations. There are plenty of initiatives underway to continue to build on the progress we're making in the UK. Alongside the new product development I've mentioned, we've extended our value clothing ranges, which complement our more premium offer of Little Bird and Baby K. Next day click and collect will be in all Mothercare stores by the end of this quarter, and we continue to improve the functionality of our web platform and new mobile app, including the iPhone app. As we are improving choice and availability while also introducing new ranges for our customers, we need to invest in stock. As a result, net debt at the end of the financial year will be higher than previously guidance at no more than £35 million. After my first year, I feel the business is on a firmer footing and we're making good progress with our three-year transformation and growth plan. We remain optimistic about our international growth opportunities and I look forward to the year ahead with confidence. I'd now like to open the line to questions, which I'll be happy to answer.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind and wish to withdraw your question, please press star 1 again. You will be advised when to ask your question. Ladies and gentlemen, please be reminded if you do wish to ask a question on today's call, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. And we have a question from the line of Rhys Jones from Reuters. Please go ahead.
Hello. Morning. Morning. I just wanted to know how satisfied you are with the progress of the turnaround plan and when you think you'll be able to deliver positive like-for-like sales in the UK, quarterly growth.
Yeah, so, you know, I think, you know, very much I think we're on track. You know, I'm very pleased with the progress we've made over the year. We've laid some great foundations that we'll see, you know, begin to kick in the future years, as well as, you know, this year, what with a flat quarter, this quarter and Q2 being positive, sort of we've had, you know, two out of the four quarters which are beginning to get there. So overall, I'd say we're you know, making good progress. And if you remember back to May, I said that, you know, our first year expected sort of to be -6 and then -3 the second year and flat in the third. Mm-hmm. I think we're tracking, you know, ahead of that expectation at the moment.
Right, okay. And just in terms of store closures, what are your plans in the current financial year for that?
So we're expecting to close about 30 stores this year.
30.
Coming, okay. Which is sort of in line with the plan that we had. We had 50-30-30 was sort of where we were going for. We're slightly ahead of the first year. And, you know, which means we're sort of keep with the same numbers that we had in place for the coming year.
Okay. Can you just talk about international growth as well? You mentioned the Eurozone's been very challenging. Where's the bulk of your international growth come from?
We've been very strong growth we've seen in the developing markets, certainly in the Russia, India and China have been very positive for us this year, but also markets like Indonesia. So in all of the regions we've been in excess of you know, strong double digit growth, so mm-hmm. that's performing well. The benefit of being in over 60 markets worldwide is, you know, we do have a broad portfolio of countries that we're in, and mm-hmm. that gives us some, you know, insulation and some flexibility. And, you know, even Europe itself was positive in both absolute terms and in like-for-like terms. Mm. It's just the Eurozone that would have been more challenged.
Yeah, okay. And what's your view on overall consumer confidence in the UK and the way the retail market's likely to go this year?
You know, I think it's going to be more of the same. You know, I don't think we're going to see, you know, spectacular rebound, and we're planning on, you know, sort of cautious spending patterns in the UK, so, you know, we're sort of being, I think, rightly cautious there. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be more of the same and a gradual improvement over the next, you know, sort of 1 to 2 years. Certainly not over the course of a single year.
Okay, thanks very much.
All right, thanks, Rhys.
Thank you. And a reminder: if you do wish to ask a question on today's call, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now.
Okay.
We have no further questions.
All right, well, thanks. I'll just, you know, wrap up. You know, overall, I think, as we've talked about, just, you know, the business is on a much firmer footing, and full-year profits are expected to come in line with market expectations. International, we touched on, continues to deliver, you know, good double-digit growth and a lot more exciting opportunities, I think, to come in. And in the UK, we're beginning to see in the customer preference and satisfaction scores the impact on value, service and products that we're putting in place. Direct is responding very well to the improvements offered by the new platform, and our self-help cost-out initiatives are all on track. So in short, after my first year as Chief Executive, we faced the new year confident the business is well-placed, and I personally am very excited with the potential that we have in the business over the coming 2 years. And I look forward to giving you more detail on the 23rd of May when we'll be announcing our prelim results. And thank you for joining the call today.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now replace your handset.